T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With the NATO summit in July, the alliance faces increasing pressure to come up with a clear path for Ukraine's membership, and there are efforts underway for a consensus before the summit. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mikhail Alexeyev, professor of political science at San Diego State and former Ukrainian journalist and Kremlin correspondent. Professor, thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
So what is the NATO current stance on Ukraine's admission?
Well, it seems like indeed some kind of consensus is emerging that Ukraine belongs in NATO rightfully and that it needs security guarantees and military assistance. There is a discussion on how to achieve it and about the timelines, but that is the biggest issue there.
Yeah, you've watched this. Is it possible they can hammer something out before July?
I think they will be getting closer to it. And I think Zelensky's appeal to NATO to speed up this process will also help in this. The joke that goes around in Ukraine is that the way things are going, it will be NATO asking to join Ukraine, not Ukraine asking to join NATO. And there is a grain of truth in it, because Ukraine showed how it can mobilize and fight and resist external aggression, partly against which NATO exists in the first place. And it also demonstrated how it can use in an integrated fashion, very professionally, the equipment, military equipment from many NATO countries, how it can integrate it into battlefield. A lot of these uses and deployments are really something that was beyond imagination before it all started. And so we can see the military value that Ukraine would bring to NATO every day as this war keeps going.
So Ukraine has demonstrated they're a good candidate. So what would be the hurdles?
Well, the hurdles are strategic and political. Strategically, NATO membership means that all member states of NATO would be obligated to immediately come to the defense of Ukraine. In a hypothetical scenario, if, for example, Ukraine is instantaneously admitted to NATO, I would probably project that the war would stop, because Russia wouldn't want to face the combined military power of NATO. Russia is significantly inferior to NATO in military terms. However, at the same time, there is that political aspect that would Russia challenge the political resolve of NATO states and keep going, and then if we don't actually put troops on the ground instantaneously in large numbers, would it undermine the NATO credibility? So that's the dilemma. But I think that also there are many solutions, multiple solutions possible in between. And the kind of security guarantees while the war is going on can translate into providing Ukraine with more significant military assistance, especially in terms of longer range missiles and fighter aircraft. We see already changes on that.
Right.
And then the agreement that, what we have, there is an opportunity now. There is an urgency to Zelensky's request, because Ukraine has amassed significant capabilities for the counteroffensive. And if the counteroffensive demonstrates tangible military successes, if it shows that Russia cannot defeat Ukraine militarily, that it has to pull back from the occupied territories, then a rapid accession to NATO or some kind of security guarantee pact similar to, say, U.S.-South Korea, it could send a profoundly powerful message to Moscow that this is the time to basically pull out and negotiate the end of this war on terms pretty much favorable to Ukraine. And so,
Professor, thanks very much for your time. Professor Mikhail Alexeev is a professor of political science at San Diego State University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.